Tuesday, January 5th here at Bird and Blog headquarters, and just this past weekend on Saturday, we ran a story interview with Sheriff Pat Melton of Franklin County regarding the potential of having the Patty Van Winkle auctioned and not destroyed. Sheriff just called me, and Sheriff, what do we know? What do we know this morning?
Julia Van Winkle called this morning, and they are very, very concerned about the product possibly being contaminated. It was out of their possession, and they are requesting that the evidence be destroyed. Obviously, we follow, once the case is adjudicated, we will follow whatever the judge's order is in destroying the evidence, aka the bourbon. Once the case is done and we get told what to do, that's what we'll have to do.
But just to make sure I understand what had happened prior, was your understanding from the judge in this case and from the Van Winkle family, from all parties concerned, your understanding was everybody was cool with that as an option for charity?
Yeah. Everybody was favorable for it.
Even Julian Van Winkle?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's the first person we asked, first person we talked to make sure he was okay with it, because obviously that's their product, and, you know, and great guy and wants to do the right thing, but just very concerned with the liability that had somebody contaminated that or done something to it, they could face some legal consequences of that, and I understand that, and totally respect their decision.
Any idea what changed? Is there any thought that you have, or any?
I think just the legal side of it, the potential for somebody to come back on them and sue them if one of those bottles had been contaminated by one of the people that had them for whatever reason. So,
but this has all happened just since this weekend. And what you told me this morning was, it sounds like the story on Bourbon Blog prompted some of the conversation. Is that what you understand?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think the story that we did, it evidently was picked up by the AP, and we started getting calls on it yesterday about the bourbon and about what our plans were and what we wanted to do. And at the end of the day, I think that you know, that's caused quite a stir. And at the end of the day, you know, we've still got to abide by whatever the judge tells us to do.
You had offered, right, which I thought was really nice, to put a certificate of authenticity with it. Now, there would have been a way to actually, from the distillery, which you and I talked about several years ago, or a couple of years ago, to show that this bottle actually had its own unique serial number to show that it was an actual bottle. I mean, is that a verifiable? Could that have been a verifiable?
It still doesn't mean that somebody couldn't have done, you know, injecting syringe into it or anything. Absolutely. There's still ways for somebody to contaminate that. And I think from a liability issue, I think that's the main reason for the decision. You know, our thoughts were trying to make positive out of something, and we saw a way to help generate some funds for the Kentucky Sheriff's Boys and Girls Ranch that helps hundreds of children every year here in our Commonwealth, and also the fallen Marines, the EOD guys, their widows down in Eglin Air Force Base down outside of Destin, Florida. And those were the two things that we were looking at to help. And then we wanted to give one of the empty bottles to the Frankfort History Museum there to document this case, as it is a historical case on the significance of the bourbon industry and what happened.
So will one of the bottles still go to the museum?
I think we will. We've got one that is partially been consumed, and we're hoping we can just pour that out and give them a bottle there, at least to help them document the case.
Did Mr. Van Winkle, when you spoke with him this morning, of course we will attempt to reach him for a comment, but when you spoke with him this morning, Sheriff, did he have any thought or concern on the bottle going to the museum?
We really didn't discuss it.
Didn't discuss that. Okay.
No.
So again, it's not that the bottles are going to be going back to the Van Winkle family, it's that he wanted to see everything regarding the bottles, except perhaps the one that goes to the museum destroyed,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. How would those bottles be destroyed? Do you have any thought about how those would be destroyed?
There's a couple different ways of doing it. We've also thought of using the bourbon that was in the barrels stolen, actually using that with our local fire departments to train on bourbon fires. Obviously, alcohol fires burn differently than others. They burn a lot hotter, and it's hard to see the fire or the flame. So there's some things there that we will, you know, we're still hoping that is destroying it, and we hope we can at least do that. So there is some good that comes out of this whole thing.
So then it would be the bourbon from the bottles and also the bourbon from the barrels would be part of the fire training exercises.
That's what we're hoping. The judge makes that ultimate decision.
Judge will ultimately hand the order down after it's been adjudicated. We'll give the direction on how it's supposed to go, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then the barrels, will those still be auctioned? You think there's no problem with that, right?
As of right now, we're not seeing any issues with those.
Barrels still being auctioned. Bottles are...
Well, we're hoping. Again, yeah. We've got to get this case over and get it adjudicated before we can definitively say anything. You know, before it was something that we were in hopes of being able to do. And unfortunately, that doesn't look like we're going to be able to do that now.
Of course, I'm sure we'll have some followers on bourbonblog.com that will tell you one way they'd like to see this destroyed is they'd be happy to volunteer to come drink it at any hit themselves.
If I had a dollar for every time I've heard that. We've had a lot of good people step up wanting to help us destroy that.
Right.
And we're appreciative of that.
Of course. And we were glad to do the story on Bourbon Blog and to continue to follow the story, but keep the viewers and the followers of Bourbon Blog informed. A lot of them were writing to me telling me they were hoping to bid on these items, but hopefully they will still be able to bid on the barrels. All this is very helpful. Any bottle could be tampered with or have a syringe going into it, but the greater fear here is because these were stolen and out of a controlled authority. There's an even greater fear. Is that what you understand?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Yeah. That's the sole reason with this. And the same thing we had originally said about the barrels that we have is that, you know, nobody can guarantee their safety. That's the same thing. You know, I think they feel that way about the bottles. We want to see something positive come from this. We don't want to see anything negative. And, you know, if by some off chance that somebody had done something to one of them and somebody buys it, obviously that's not what we want to see happen.
Still looking like the case may go to actual trial in the next month or two? Is that what we're supposed to
do? I think you're going to see some activity on the case over the next 30 to 60 days. I think you'll start seeing it popping, as you say, and start moving. So we're anxiously awaiting that. We're ready for the case to be done and be over, and we can't wait to see the case be adjudicated.